1600 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs, including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. For service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, midweek, mid-September. It is 722, cloudy and 66 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on the KVOE Sutherland studio line for our primetime newsmaker this morning by David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith and photographer Thomas Feltz. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thomas, good morning. How are you?
Good. Real good.
Good deal. Well, special activities this weekend, Lisa. I will let you get us started here with this. What's going to be coming up?
Oh, we're so excited. We are having professional photos by Thomas Dunn in the zoo this Sunday from 1 to 4, pretty much. And you can register ahead of time for, we have a few slots left that you can register for from that 1 to 3 period, and then from 3 to 4, it's first come, first serve, but it's $30 to get your family pictures taken. Thomas is just an amazing fellow that comes out and volunteers his time to do this for us, but all the money raised comes back to the zoo, and it's this Sunday. We hope to see everybody here.
So if you'd like to get the pre-registering done, Lisa, how may folks do that?
Right now, they can call our office at 341-4365 would be the best way to sign up at this point.
Thomas, how did this get started? How did this get developed here for Sunday?
Oh, I just thought it sounded like a nice thing to do. We've done it in the past couple of years, and just a fun way to raise some money. And I think it's good for everybody, good for the people that sign up, good for the zoo. It's good for business. It's a win-win, and I look forward to it.
So how do you like shooting at the zoo, Thomas?
Love shooting at the zoo, and after they've done some of the new updates, I was floored by how great everything looks. They've got all sorts of great plants and, you know, some of the animals, and it's just it's a good look there. And so we'll come in with some lighting equipment, and I'll kind of move people around different areas so not everybody's going to get the exact same thing, and it's going to be a good time.
Having said that, having taken a look at some of the different renovations that have taken place, do you have maybe a favorite angle or a set of angles that you're already eyeing here for Sunday?
You know, a lot of times it kind of depends. When I come in, things always change. I'm looking at the lighting. I'm looking at the clouds. You know, I'm looking at the plant setup. But I think a lot of times when I come in, I like where there's a little bridge off to the right. It all depends. So people are going to come in, and they're just going to have to see where we're at and get ready to have some pictures, because they will turn out nice.
And talking with Thomas Feltz of Thomas Feltz Photography and Lisa Keith of the David Traylor Zoo, it's a big professional photo in the zoo opportunity, a service of a Thomas Feltz. And Thomas, basically, how long does a family session take then for a project like this coming up on Sunday?
You know, it doesn't take very long. It's going to be 5 to 10 minutes. Each family is going to get a nice family photo. We'll get some portraits of the kids. You know, if there's parents, I'll get pictures of the couples. And I take requests. I'm pretty flexible with everything I do. I want to make sure everybody has a good time. So come on out, get some pictures, you know, support a good cause, do something here in Emporia, and we hope to see a lot of people there.
Lisa, is this something that you'd been maybe considering for a while before things developed here for this upcoming weekend, or is this more of a maybe a short-term discussion point here amongst you and the zoo administrators and the EFOS board?
Well, you know, Thomas has done this before for us. So this is his third time that he's done photos for us. And he's got a personality that just makes you smile. So it's not something that we really, this year, it was kind of Thomas came in after we opened the new entrance. He loved it and said, let's do it again. So it was just one of those things that he chose to do this year.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day Sunday, too. Plenty of sunshine and temperatures in the upper 80s. So a great day to get out and get those photos done at the zoo and support a very worthy cause in the process. All right, Lisa, as far as zoo work, where are we at in the Big Oasis campaign?
Oh, my. So right now, we're getting ready to start moving stuff for the parking lot. So most people have probably noticed the llamas have moved. The shed is gone in their exhibit, and all the rocks that were on the hill are gone. Fences are going to begin to move soon from that area. The signage on the highway is beginning to happen down on South Commercial and Soden Road, so you'll see some orange fence down there with some footings and stuff going in for the signage. And yesterday, the city just finished paving the South Exchange, Soden Road area just east of the Zoo Education Center. So that looks amazing, and it's a big deal for us. Yeah. And I'm sure for you guys, too, since you guys use that area.
Yes, we do. Let me ask you this, Lisa. How many times have you fielded the question in the past couple of months, where is the zoo entrance?
I think once. One time.
You have had one?
We have had one. And I think it was more of how to get in. And it was right after we opened, honestly, and we everybody wants to go to the center. And so we did put a plant right in the center, which kind of pushes people to the outside. So yeah, it was more not really where is it at. It was more how do you get in with where's the door?
Outstanding. How pleased are you to be at this point, though, in the renovation process here, Lisa?
You know, it's been amazing so far. I think just the support we've received from the community has been amazing, and everyone's reaction to the entrance has been awe. And I mean, it's just been amazing, honestly, and it makes me feel good. I'm sure it makes our board feel good. I hope it makes the city feel good, and it should make all of our donors feel good. So I can't wait to see the rest of what's coming. And I hope everybody else is excited about it, too.
Oh, it is grand, and it is spectacular. Well, Thomas Feltz, once again, give us the time frames for your framing people in photos this Sunday.
We're looking from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and so if we need to, and if we run a little bit late, that'll be fine, too. So if there's people lined up, I'm not going to turn anybody away. So, you know, we're going to have a good time.
Well, Thomas, thanks. This is quite a donation that goes to the David Traylor Zoo. We appreciate all you do.
Hey, I appreciate everybody.
Lisa, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. You're always amazing for getting the word out there. And thank you, Thomas.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, everybody.
All right, Thomas Feltz of Thomas Feltz Photography and Lisa Keith, director of the David Traylor Zoo. Professional photos in the zoo from Thomas Feltz. That's this Sunday. From 1 until 4, they said you're going to be going, right?
All right, yep. And if you want more information, obviously call the zoo at 341-4365. Now, I want to let you know, too, that the rest of the Newsmaker slots here for this week are full, but next week's calendar is starting to fill up as well. So if you'd like to be part of our morning show at 7:15, give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Empower House Administrators Melissa Landis and Gail Taylor Ford. We're talking about recent grant activity and really the ministry and the organization getting rooted here in Emporia. So that'll be our 7:15 newscast coming up tomorrow morning. Brody Peek and Jeremiah Corpening join us for the Friday Newsmaker slot as we talk about the upcoming Lyon County Junior High and High School Rodeo taking place at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. So those are our interviews coming up tomorrow and Friday here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive. It is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local 730, cloud cover 66 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. It's time to sign up for the Emporia State Federal Credit Union Fall Classic event coming up October 2nd and 3rd. This is a two-day, two-person event full of fun with four different nine-hole formats, including scramble, shamble, best ball, and modified alternate shot. There are lots of prizes to be won during this tournament. To sign up, call out to the course. 6A Girls State Golf will be at the course October 18th and 19th, and we are looking for scorekeepers. Call out for info. There are still some beautiful days ahead of us. us, so plan to spend them playing golf. To see all the happenings at the golf course, go to EmporiaGolfCourse.com or visit us on Facebook.
With a new school year upon us, don't put off your student's school or sports physical until it's too late. For just $25, the team of providers at Newman Regional Health Medical Partners can help you prepare for the upcoming academic year and sports season. Schedule a school or sports physical with a Newman Regional Health Medical Partners provider today. Call 620-343-2376 or visit newmanrh.org/physicals for more information.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 732, cloud cover 66 degrees. TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather. Brought to you this morning by Graves Drugs, your full-service drugstore in downtown Emporia.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers with your forecast on this Wednesday.